bonding over brilliant banter. As we celebrate International Friendship Day on the 30th of July, we share two heartwarming stories of blossoming friendship formed through Blind Veterans UK. RAF meets Army. Member Nigel shares his experience of hosting a recent visit from fellow member Steve. One drizzly March weekend proved to be entertaining and challenging for my wife Jo as fellow Blind Veterans UK member Steve was visiting. Jo initially felt apprehensive about entertaining two vision-impaired veterans, asking questions about Steve's needs and how to make the house suitable. I jokingly replied, "Never mind that, he's RAF. That's much more worrying for me." Jo was right, though hosting two veterans with vision impairment for a weekend while providing a safe and supportive environment was quite a challenge, particularly with the shocking level of banter. I had thought the RAF was supposed to be more civilised, but Steve gave as good as he got. Reflecting on the weekend, Jo remarked on how the banter creates a common language that allows service personnel to instantly bond and connect, a lifeline for me as I adjusted to life after sight loss. Two incidents from that weekend stand out. A trip to Hornsey. On one of the days, Jo took us to Hornsey, and despite the cold and drizzle, we had great fun. After fish and chips, she guided us along the seafront. However, failing to spot a freak wave, we all got drenched, including Eddie, Steve's loyal guide dog. Jo got stick all the way home, but it was a great learning curve for her guiding skills. A swimming success. The next day, we went to the local swimming pool, as I had promised to coach Steve on his front crawl for his triathlons. Steve was anxious about swimming in a new environment, but his determination was inspiring. I saw his challenges, but also his incredible determination, and he quickly adapted to my coaching techniques, making excellent progress. It was a fantastic and humbling experience, showing that we could work well together to achieve a common goal. I have many more tales to tell, but just wanted to share a snapshot of how two members who met by chance 8 years ago finally got to meet again and cement a growing friendship. This bond was tested when Steve procured the remote control, making me watch three quiz shows in a row. I hate quiz shows. He answered nearly every question correctly, winding me up about my pathetic attempts. I shall make sure I hide the remote if Steve visits again. The power of friendship. Steve's regular phone calls have been a tremendous support, his gentle nature and determination inspiring me to make the most of every day. Our lovely weekend together gives me hope for the future. It would have been interesting if we had been joined by a vision-impaired member from the Navy, but perhaps that's a bridge too far for a novice guide. Flourishing female friendship. Review writer Sheena Thompson asks two volunteers, member Sonia Griffiths-Jones and widow Pam Tate, about their blossoming friendship. When asked about her friendship to fellow Blind Veterans UK volunteer Pam Tate, it's clear we laugh all the time. Pam first met Sonia during a holiday with her late husband Anne at our Llandudno Centre. Anne, a former Royal Engineer who sadly passed away in 2015, lost his sight a number of years ago over a weekend. After becoming a member, Anne learned computer skills at our Llandudno Centre, which they visited regularly. After Anne's death, Pam wanted to continue her involvement with Blind Veterans UK, so became a volunteer, and it was through this that she got to know Sonia. She says, "I did meet Sonia briefly when Erd was still alive, as Sonia came in when we were staying in Poppy Wing. When Erd died, I wanted to keep the connection with Blind Veterans UK, as they were so good to us, so I became a volunteer. It's been the best thing I've done. When I went to the volunteer training, I met Sonia again and we did a lot of together that week. The pair became firm friends, and these days they regularly go on holiday together, most recently enjoying a few days at our new centre in Rustington. Former WRAF Sonia is a member as well as a volunteer. She first experienced vision issues when she was 37. At first, she took it in her stride, adapting her skills to volunteering for the RNIB and working in mental health for a number of years. But when she eventually lost most of her sight around 2015, she went through a period of what she describes of grief before joining Blind Veterans UK. She later moved to Llandudno and started volunteering for us, as well as founding the Buddies Lunch Club at her local golf club. Sonia says, "I started volunteering because Blind Veterans UK was marvellous when soon after I joined, I developed cancer. I volunteer both in the centre and in the community. Pam wanted to go to Brighton, so I asked if she wanted to come with me. After that first holiday, the pair have been on several since, including to Plymouth for a week. The pair meet regularly through volunteer training and activities, and of course holidays, all through Blind Veterans UK. Sonia explains why they are such good friends. We argue, but we never fall out. Pam is sighted, so it's nice to have someone sighted around, as every day you wake up and have to cope with the blindness. Pam takes a lot of stress out of things." Pam adds, "Everyone thinks we are sisters. Somehow we are in tune. Sonia is such a special friend to me."